twins or clones or... I have some names twice, and there are a few names that I don't have, I think. So again, whoever didn't put their name on the list the first time, if you intend on being here long term, if somebody's just visiting for a day or two, you know, we're always happy to see you, but you don't have to put your name on the list. But somebody who's going to be here long term, just, you know, pass another sheet around or so, just so we can make sure we get the page. And, so you want to do this all again, or? Yeah? This seems superfluous. But I guess if they want to have an email list also, so we can, you know, plan events and, whatever it is that, I guess, one on each side? Okay. Anyways, we'll try to figure it out. And we'll try to get the Chazar share and all that straightened out in the next couple of days, too. Either way, the next year will be on Tuesday. Let me just give you Mar Makomos for the next topic. We still have to finish up this topic, which we're unlikely to complete today, but hopefully the first half of Tuesday, or, you know, the worst-case scenario, it'll take Tuesday. But already Tuesday, you should already be prepared for the beginning of the topic of the nature of shtaros and gittin. That's the second introductory topic. Mipiyam v'lo mipiksavam and shtaros. That's a famous topic and a very important topic. You can't really understand anything about a get until you understand its place in the world of shtaros and the world of shtaros, how that relates to the world of edus. So for that, I'm just going to give you some the Mar Makomos for that. That's we'll start with Gittin Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph from Amar Rav Kahana. Starts Amar Rav Kahana till Lo Lididei, and that together with the Rashi in Shoftim Dvarim Yud Tes Tezvav, famous Rashi about Kosev Igeres Lebezdin. Also look at the Tosis Rid in Gittin Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph on the side of the page for a broader view of the Tosis Rid's position. Also look at the Tosis Rid quickly on Bava Basra Kuf Samech Ches Amud Aleph and on Yavamos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and if you get a chance in the Chubas Harid as well. For some reason I didn't put down the number, but it should be easy to find. Also on this first section, the Ritva and Makos on Vav Amud Beis, Dibra Masel Shalom. The discussion of the Mishnah there about Mipi Turgamon and so on. The next, that's the number one. Number two is the Sugyan Yavamas, of course. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Elama Rava Kol Sheyesh B'Kiddushin Yesh B'Gerushin. That's how the Gemara begins, until the Mishnah there on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And the Tosis Divra Maskel of the Chazu. And parallel Tosis in Bava Basra, in Cheskes Abatim, Lamed Tes Amud Beis through Mem Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Mecha'a. There in Yavamos, the very important discussion in the Rishonim, the Rif, the Balamor, and the Ravid on the Rif, and the Ramban and the Mukhe Yosef there as well. That's a Tes Amud Aleph in the Dapi HaRif in Yavamos. For an expanded view of Shitas HaRavid, you can look at the Tshuva of the Ravid in the Shels Tshuvas HaRavid, the Kapach edition, Simin Kuf Mem Ches. Also the Tosis Chadmi Kamoi on the Sugi there in Yavamos, which is really Chachmei Provence, also has this kind of expanded view. Also the Mordechai there in Yavamos, there are different versions of what Rabbeinu Tam's position really was. Lamed Aleph from the base, again the Mordechai, and also the Hagos Mordechai, Simin Kuf Chaf Hei, and the Sefer Hashlama in Bab Metzia, Simin Yud Beis. The Meirin Ksuvis, Chaf Amud Aleph, Dibra Maslo Ve'ata Tzarech Levarer, what he quotes in the name of Ktsas Rabbanei Tzarfat. You'll see. If you want to see a parallel to that, again, if you don't have to, but in Rabbi Avraham Ahar and Yavamos, on Lamed Aleph on the base, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov. With respect to Shitas HaRif, check out also Choshen Mishpat, Simen Mem Vav, Sif Lamed Hei. And also look at the Ritva in Bava Basra, Kuf Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph, with regard to the problem of Edim She'asu Shlichusa. Okay, so that's the second group. The third is the Sugin Ksuvas. These are the three main Gemaras, Gittin, Yivamos, and Ksuvas. Ksuvas Chaf Amin Aleph through Chaf Amin Beis. Starting from Kosev, Tan Rabbanan, Kosev Adam Edusa Mishtar. These are all connected. Until the Ad Kari. And the Rif Alatar on Zionwood base in the Dapia Rif. Also Tosus there, Dira Maschal, Virab Yochanan. If you get a chance, you can look at the expanded version, has a nuance or two. That's a Tosus Sarash Mishans in Ksuvis. Dira Maschal, Kosei Vada Medusa Vishtar. And again, it's not so important, but if the Ramban's quotation of the Bahag there in Ksuvis. It's also quoted in the Otsar Gonim in Ksuvas. You can look at it either place. Then, of course, Dalit, the fourth section, is the Rambam. The Rambam has a very controversial shita about whether Shtaros or Daraisa or Drabanan. Very famous Rambam. So that's Hilchos Eidus Paragibel Halacha Dalit. And look at the Nosei Kalim there. Also Parag Ches, Hilchos Eidus Halacha Beis. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos has a very famous critique of the Rambam in the end of Shoresh Beis, starting from the words of Kvar Yotza Od Mizeh until the end of the section. Again, just you can look at that in light of the Ramban and Yevamos, Lamed Aleph from Beis, the end of Dibra Maschil Verachmana. And as far as the Rambam Shita, look at the famous Rab Chaim. Very difficult to read Reb Chaim, but a very important Reb Chaim. Chidush Reb Chaim Alev El Rambam on Gimel Dalet, Eidus Gimel Dalet, and the Nesivos in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Chav Ches, Sif Katan Zayin and Ches, and Simen Mem Vav, Sif Katan Chav Vav. Okay, that's pretty much for that topic. And then after that, we'll just discuss, when we finish with that, we'll discuss the Taina of Mezuyaf against the Shtar, and maybe the question of Paraiti, which are critical to understanding Shtaros, and also they're important to understand that Beis Amin Aleph, the first lines in the Gemara, the last actually line in the Mishnah, and some of the first lines in the Gemara in Gittin, and that'll lead us into the Perek. Okay, getting back to the topic that we began with, the first introductory topic. So, let me say the following. So far we've discussed the two perspectives of how to understand how Gittin really work and what their implication is vis-a-vis Kiddushin and Ishus, the idea of Ishus as a davar she'bekedusha. How does that cohere with Gerushin? And basically what we've examined a few things so far, but basically we've suggested two perspectives. One is that if you look at Gerushin from the perspective of Kiddushin and Nisuin, it's really contradictory. These are mutually exclusive ideas. The fact that Gerushin exists as an option at all does conflict with and challenge the integrity of the Ishus. However, it's a recognition that there are other factors and other perspectives. In Achanami, it's a violation of the Yishus, but nonetheless, there are overriding other external, let's call them, competing considerations. I think that is one approach, and it's a very legitimate approach. According to that approach, we view Yishus in a certain way, and we view Gerushin in a certain way. The perspective that I was suggesting as an alternative is to view Gerushin within the context of Yishus, as a kind of escape clause or safety valve, which contributes to the Ishus in the sense that, number one, the fact that there is an exit always establishes that one is in the relationship in a voluntary way, and surely that impacts the way that you relate to your situation. Instead of seeing it as a prison for which there is no exit, right, you see this as an act of volition and choice and very much opportunity. Hopefully these issues never come up, but if they do come up, so then the sense of being trapped is something which can, you know, cascade and contribute to the deterioration and erosion of a kenyan. So in that sense alone, moreover, it may be it guarantees the level of interaction within the yeshus. That both in terms of, again, the broader relationship, and more specifically in terms of the concept of kedusha as it relates to the physical relationship of husband and wife. Again, everything is, you know, it's this kedusha, you know, kind of balancing act. You're always on the precipice. You know, if you behave in an improper manner, have improper approach or perspective to the relationship, so, you know, it becomes, instead of an idealistic expression of kedusha, so it becomes kind of a heter znus, and that's something which we want to avoid. So the get, both as an escape clause when necessary, and in circumstances where there is this actual deterioration, is something which contributes to the high quality, let's say, of the interaction. And that, I'm suggesting, is based on an understanding of several Gemaras, which can be understood differently too. But if you put them together, the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, our Gemara here on Tzadi Amud Aleph, all of which speak about the quality of the interrelationship during the Ishus and the high level that we demand from that. I mentioned the idea of Kol HaPoches Min HaKsuva is Kebi'ilas Znus, certain perspectives on Kedesha, etc. All these, I think, point in that particular direction. And I think that this is reflected in some of the Dinim and in some of the specific Shittos as well, some of which we'll get to in a moment. I should just add that, having said that, that the Shittos HaRambam in this regard is very confusing. Again, we began with this topic, and I noted that the Bahag starts his treatment of Gerushin with this last Mishnah in Gittin. And that's a logical place to begin. And according to Tosfos Shanz, this is also already reflected in the first word of the Mishnah, which sounds like a b'di'evet, which harkens to that end sugya. The truth is, the Shulchan Aruch begins Hilchos Gerushin, Siman Kuf Yud Tes, with this topic. The topic that we're beginning with is the first topic in Shulchan Aruch as well. But this should be contrasted, I think, with Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam actually downplays this part of the topic, at least. I mean, this whole question of the proper justification or circumstances for Gerushin, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, as well as the Gemara Nedarim and Yevamos, all of this is pretty much downplayed in the Rambam. One should just be aware of that. The Rif, at the end of the Masechta, actually links up some of the Gemaras to the Sugya and Daf Tzadi. Right? He has a very nice little peroration at the end, in fact. So the sense that you get from the Rif is that this is a very important Sugya. Again, in the end of the Rif, after he quotes the distinction between Zog Rishon and Zog Sheni, which we'll hopefully get to today as well, so then he says, then he starts quoting the other Gemaras. Begarsina Perka Choletz, he quotes a Gemara Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Tanya Belezer Ben Yaakov Omer Leisadam Isha Vedaita Legarsha, again based on the same Pasuk in Mishlei, and then he concludes, Tanya Rabbanu Na'oivis Ishto Kigufo Hamachabedes Hamachabda Rather Yosem Igufo Hamadrich Banav Bederech Ishara Hamasian Nashim Samach Lepirkan Allah Vakasav Omer Vyadata Kishaloma Alacha, and so on. And I say the Bahag is really the inspiration for this. The Bahag puts all these, or a number of these Gemaras together. But this should be contrasted with the Rambam, as I say, who really doesn't. And that in two senses. Number one, I would have expected that this discussion, again, be part of the introduction of the Rambam to Hilchos Gerushin. It's completely absent at that point. Not only that, but we're going to go to the discussion of the mitzvah, whether there is a mitzvah of Gerushin. The Rambam does count a mitzvah of Gerushin, as hopefully you all know, Both in the Koteret to Hilchos Gerushin and in the Mitzvos Aseh, Mitzvah Reish Kaf Beis. We'll get that in just a minute. But it's very telling, I think, that the Rambam does not, although he counts it, he doesn't begin with it. In other words, Hilchos Gerushin doesn't begin the same way that Hilchos Ishus begins. Hilchos Ishus begins with a history. Kodem Matan Torah Adon Pege Yishu B'Shuk. And then in Halacha Beis, you have the repetition of the Koteret, V'likuchin Eilu Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torahim, and then the method, V'Echad Mishlosh Advarim Ha'isha Niknes. If one would have been expecting either a little history or at least a reformulation of the mitzvah on the body of the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin, then one would be disappointed because it's not there. Instead, the Rambam just begins Hilchos Gerushin with the Eino Isha Miskareshes Ela Biksav Shiagiela Uksav Zehua Nikraget, and then the Rambam has his famous outline Asara Dvarim Hein Ikara Gerushin Minatora the Elu Hein. But the fact that it is a mitzvah is something that the Rambam refers to in the Koteret, and I said we'll discuss this in just a minute. Mitzvah achas, mitzvah saseh, v'hi sheyigarish hamagarish b'sefer. But the formulation of mitzvah doesn't even make it into the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin. Not only that, but yeah.
Just even in the mitzvah, the Rambam just formulates the methodology. He doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that. Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, you didn't expect him to say it's a mitzvah to be megarish people. We'll get to that. I'm talking about what one might have anticipated, you know, would have been a reasonable alternative.
Well, other Rishonim,
which is strikingly, yeah, okay, we'll get to it. Right. The other Rishonim don't say it's a mitzvah b'megarish, period. They don't say it's a mitzvah b'megarish, kishe matzah ba ervas dava or something. That's not part of the Rambam's formulation anyway. So we'll get that distinction. You're right, but I'm just saying that has to be, that's not something which would have bothered me because, given this formulation in the Koteret and Sefer HaMitzvos, which we'll get to in a minute, I would have expected, since he's not limiting the mitzvah of Gerushin to particular women and relationships, I wouldn't expect that you would...
to use that as a comparison to Ishos, where he says, Lisa Isha V'Ksuva V'Kiddushin, so here it's...
Right, because there, even though my view, which I'll reiterate just very, very briefly in a minute, is that the mitzvah is reflected by the methodology, but it still is a key. Right, and across the board, and here obviously it's a sad, an unhappy situation which everybody would, rather avoid. Even the people who do count it as a mitzvah lagarish, they can only count it. So we'll get to that in a second. So that doesn't bother me so much, but I just think it is interesting that although he certainly believes in the mitzvah, both in the Koteret, which is Yad HaChazaka, and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that he is downplaying. Or maybe not. Maybe that's his way of repeating it. But he's downplaying, he's repeating it without the word mitzvah, put it that way. What's also interesting is that the Rambam doesn't really directly engage Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva. He does relate to them, and we'll discuss that. But he doesn't, relate to them in the way that we would have thought. If you look at the Mishnah on Sadi Amin Aleph, this is an aid. This doesn't prove anything, but as an aid... so we all look at we all use the the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. So if you look on Sadi Amin Aleph, how does the Rambam Paskin in Rabbi Akiva Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? There's no little os. Okay. So you could say that's a kasha on the Ein Mishpat, but I just point out it's something to think about or to keep in mind. But the reason that is so is not because the Rambam ignores the sugya. But again, he doesn't engage it directly, which is interesting. Why doesn't he? In Pirush Mishnayos, in Al Atar, he does say that he paskins like Beis Hillel. He rejects Rabbi Akiva for reasons that we'll discuss, also interesting. And of course, he rejects Beis Shammai, and he says he paskins like Beis Hillel. But it's not just that the Rambam doesn't have a halacha in which he says, yes or no. Can you be Megaresh, Beli, Ervas Davar, or Bematza, Na, Himena? It's not just that. I mean, he does relate somewhat to the Hemshech HaSugya, but as I say, he does it in a more indirect or oblique manner to such an extent that there's a discussion in the Nosei Kelim whether he really paskins like Beis Hillel or Rabbi Akiva. Right? The Rambam in Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, in Perek Yud, Hilchos Deirush and Halacha Kof Aleph. I mean, what's the reason for the confusion? Daniel?
Quote the pasuk as is. It just says Erevas Davar.
Yeah, he doesn't break up so Erevas and Davar, number one. What?
So it sounds a little like Beis Shammai.
It sounds a little like Beis Shammai. And not only that, I mean, there are a few confusing points. Absolutely right. Right, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Vedata Lagarsha. Veloti Yashevas Tachtov Shamshasa Vedaita Lagarsha. Which is the Hemshech Hasug in a way, not the. Right, Veloi Garish Adam Isha Rishona Elim Ke Matzaba Ervas Davar. Shanamar Ki Matzaba Ervas Davar. This is okay, it could be each to Rishona only. The question is whether Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are talking about Zivug Rishon or Zivug Sheni. So that's part of the discussion. So you have a little bit, number one, he starts almost backwards. Right, Lo Yisa Adam Isha Vedaita Lagarsha, right? Lotia Shevas Tachtav Shamshasa Vedaita Lagarsha. It's interesting that he put these in Hilchos Gerushin and not in Hilchos Ishus. Then he adds Loigarish Adam Isha Rishona. Again, the word Rishona is what is the same thing. Elim Kane Matsubar was dubbed. That sounds like Beis Shammai, exactly like Daniel said. The Ein Roy Lo Lemaher Lashaleach Ishto Rishona. And then he says, Aval Shnia Im Sana Yishalchena. How does that sound, Daniel?
Definitely quoting the continuation of
the Gemara, Sanoi. Right, so is that, and who is, so what is that? Is that Rabbi Akiva, or is that
so
Beis?
That's also a discussion.
That's also not so clear, right?
Who's that?
What?
Right, and so also they discuss whether that's Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, or Aliba to
Yisrael. Is that Rabbi Akiva, or is that Beis Hillel? Right, because Rabbi Akiva really says, Matzah Isha Na'a Himena, and Beis Hillel say, Hikadicha Tavshilo. Again, we'll analyze them more fully directly in a minute. But the point is that, where does Siddha come in? So again, this is a quotation from the Gemara, but you know, the Gemara is the Gemara, and then, you know, it's the job of the Mefarshim to try to figure out, you know, what the Gemara means, and certainly it's the job of the Rambam to be more explicit about, you know, what this refers to. So the direct Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva is pretty much confusing or ambiguous in the Rambam. And then Chabbeis, Halach Chabbeis, Isha Rab de Oseha, this is the Gemara in Yivamos, Misha'ina Tznua Kibnos Yisrael, Haksheros, Mitzvah Lagarsha. So even when he has the Mitzvah Lagarsha, which is a line in our Gemara, instead of quoting the Pasuk of Matzaba Ervas Davar, right, which our Gemara quotes, he quotes the Gemara about Isha Rab de Oseha, again the Pasuk in Mishle, right, Garesh, Let's viyatsa madon. Visha shen isgarshem shum pritzah sein roi adam kasher shiyisayana. Shein zem motzi rishon mibeso v'zem machnisa l'tok beso. He's referring to our Gemara. He's integrating it with the Gemara in Yavamos, but he's dropping the pasuk in Dvarim, you know, and instead he's expanding the pasuk or the impact of the pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei quoted in Yavamos for Isha Bedea Ra is now being used for Isha She'ena Tznua or Prutza here. And that surely is important too. So the Rambam is confusing. My point is, the fact that he leaves us in a state of confusion is itself important. He doesn't deal with this question. The Rambam master, you know, again, organizer, you know, the master of structure. So if the Bahag had the presence of mind to put Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the beginning of his treatment of the Masechta, and if the Shulchan Aruch, you know, which basically was so impacted by the Rambam, decided, you know, to reject the Rambam's classification and to begin Hilchos Gerushin with the natural beginning, which is the end of the Masechta, it's striking that the Rambam didn't. It's striking the Rambam omits the word mitzvah or the focus on mitzvah. And where he finally discusses the sugya, it's number one, smack in the middle, or towards the end, really, of Hilchos Gerushin, right? Perek Yud, basically towards the end. And in the middle, frankly, of that, it's another halacha. The halacha before is Misha Huksuga Eshashish, Beimin Anasun, Beimin Erisin, Beyonce Shema Be'ir. I mean, there are all sorts of dinim in Perek Yud, Hilchos, Geirushin. It's basically, you know, a catch-all place to put certain halachos. Again, halacha Chav Gimel, which follows Chav Aleph and Chav Beis, Mishin is Charsha Ishta, Horeza Megarsha, Beget Betia Grusha, Avun Nishtates, Enomotsia Chetavri. Parakut is a collection of different halachos. This is not being placed, right, in a central position. Right, if... if like in real estate, location is everything. So the Rambam is, you know, giving very meager location to this particular halacha. Not only that, but it's just very interesting, and this is just interesting in its own right, that the Rambam diffuses this halacha across four different areas. There's Hilchos Deos. If you look at Hilchos Deos, the Rambam speaks about, again, when you put together the Gemaras and the Darim and Yavamos and Gittin, so it's just interesting to note that the Rambam has it all over the place. In Hilchos Deos Perakei Halacha Dalid. Second. Anybody beat me to it? No? Call a kodem zocher. Here, avabish ishto shel adam uteres lo tamid roy lo tamid chacham shiyanig atzma bekedusha v'lo yematzol etzisho katarnegal al milay shabbos al shabbos imesh bakoach ukishu besapri mali saper lo betchilas alayla and so on. Okay, these halachos. Skip for a moment. V'lo yakel rosho biyosef v'lo nabel es piv. Then he says. V'lo yushneim lo shikorim, lo atzlanim, lo atzbanim, lo echad mehem, v'lo tiyashenav, lo yano sosa, v'hena rotza, elo britzon shneim u'besimchasam. So part of this, of course, is based on the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim, Chafum and Beis, which we spoke of last time, very important Gemara, right, has the, talks about the conditions for Omar Rebbe al Yishta Adam bekozev yitan ena bekozacher. Omar Rabino lenitzuchela da filu beis nashav. Then he quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel. Varosi mikem hamordim v'haposhim bi. Omar Rablevi elu bnei teisha midos. This refers to the following nine circumstances. Bnei asnat mishagach. That's the Rashi tables. So what is it? Bnei ema, bnei anusa, bnei snua, bnei nidui, bnei tmura. B'nei Meriva, B'nei Shikrus, B'nei Grusha Salev, B'nei Arvuvia, B'nei Chatzufa. Okay. So part of these, the Rambam relates to in Hilchos Deos. The connotation of Hilchos Deos, he also focuses more on Talmud Chacham than would seem warranted in this particular Gemara. But the connotation is that this is nothing to do with Ishus. It's an Ishus application of what is a general rule in Hilchos Deos. Meaning a general rule of proper conduct, which is also why he emphasizes Talmud Chacham, maybe in a misleading way, because obviously everybody should aspire to be a Talmud Chacham, generally, and certainly, you know, even if you can't do it immediately intellectually, in terms of one's comportment, obviously should be like a Talmud. It doesn't mean that it's limited to Talmud Chachamim, he means to inspire you, you know, this is how a Talmud Chacham behaves, and you know, you should, you know, kazer re'eva kadesh, you should follow suit. But the point is that these are dinim that reflect Ishus, but Ishus is the application for Hilchos Deos. It's not about the relationship, it's about the individual and his status as an Oved Hashem, as a person B'Tzelem Elokim, who strives for Kedusha. So the Rambam partially deals with Gemara Nedarim in this context. Then you have the other three places which are more overlapping, and that is Hilchos Ishus, Hilchos Gerushin, and Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Now the truth is that these dinim would have been theoretically appropriate in any of these. One could see this as a Kiyum in Ishus, right? The way that the Ishus is supposed to be conducted on that on a certain level makes it important that there be this kind of proper interaction in the area, in this most sensitive physical area. That's the Rambam in Perek Gimel. But here the Rambam speaks about it in terms of the actual Kiddushin. This is reflected already in the Kiddushin. Perek Gimel Halacha Yutes. Mitzvah Sheikadesh Adam Ishto Biatzmo Yeser Me'al Yidei Shlucho. And the Rambam explains Ela Mitzvah Chachamish Sheikadesh Adam Esbito Kishiktana Ad Shetagdil V'tomer Ploni Ani Rotsa V'chein Isha Enroi L'Sheikadesh Ketana V'lo Yikadesh Isha Ad Shirena V'tiek Sher Be'enav Shema Lo Timatzei Chein Be'enav The Nimsa Megarsha Oshoche Vimavu Husona. So the truth is, the Gemara in Kiddushin does say, I mentioned this the other day, that you shouldn't marry a woman unless you see her first, which is the pretty much the minhag now in most of Klal Yisrael. And the point is that the Gemara says because of Yahavtal Reacha Kamocha Shalot Tizgana Al Baila. But the Gemara in Kiddushin says nothing about the possibility that this will lead to gerushin, nor does it use phrases that, of course, have to do with gerushin. Shemelot timatzeh chein be'enav is, of course, you know, appropriate Hebrew, no matter what. But it also means to invoke the language of the Torah in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, right? That we read last time. Matabar v'zdavar. Are the words that come immediately after the loss of Mitzios Chain. V'nimtza Megarsha, right? O Shoche Vima V'husona. These extra words, this phrase of Mitzios Chain and the connection to leading to Gerushin and Shoche Vima V'husona, these are all additions from the Makar in the Gemara and Kiddushin that the Rambam adds. Where do they come from? It's the Rambam's way of integrating into the Gemara about the moment or method of Kiddushin, right, the sugya in Nedarim and the connection to Gerushin, right? A proper attention to the method of Kiddushin will avoid the problem of Metzius Chein, Gerushin, and Gerusha Salev, essentially. But it's just fascinating that the Rambam integrates that, and it makes a lot of sense, into Hilchos Ishus. And undoubtedly, even though Perek Gimel is about, again, the method of Kiddushin, that's why it's there, but it also implies that this is a Kiyum in the Ishus. It's not just that, you know, you want an Ishus and you don't want there to be Gerushin, or you don't want to be some other Isur of Anusas, of Grushas Salev. The point is that A, should be thinking about this at the moment of initiating the whole relationship. That's why it's in Perek Gimel, which is about Maisa Kiddushin, but it's also about the quality of the Ishus itself. Then you have Hilchos Gerushin. So you have Hilchos Deus, you have Hilchos Gerushin, and then you have Hilchos Ishus. Then you have Hilchos Gerushin, which we just read, which is Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis. So again, this isn't in any central location in the Rambam at all, but it is his way of integrating Yivamos Lamed Zayin Omed Beis, Gittin Tzadi Omed Aleph, Gittin Tzadi Omed Beis, also Zivug Rishon Zivug Sheni, with Nedarim. It's just fascinating which ones are mentioned in which context. And then you have Yisurei Bia, Perek Chaf Aleph, and again two separate halachos. This is in the context of Maisa Bia itself. So again, this is very similar, very parallel to some of the treatments of Hilchos Deos. But the point here is that instead of just being about what it reflects about you and your midos as an Obed Hashem, this is Hilchos Yisurei Bia. And this is more specific to the line between Znus and other things, or there being a Maisa of Znus. There are other aspects of this as well. So, again, the Rambam earlier speaks about overlapping with some of the other issues in Hilchos Deos, the question of how one relates to the physical relationship, the frequency of it, how respectful it needs to be, etc. And then he transitions, and so on. And then halachi beis v'chein asru chachamim sheishamish adam mitaso v'libo mechashev b'isha acheres v'lo yival mitoch shikrus v'lo mitoch meriva v'lo mitoch sina v'lo yava leha al karcha v'hi yireya mimenu v'lo kashiyah echad mehem menuda. This is of course part of the good chunk of the list of nedarim chafam beis, part of which already found its way in Hilchos Deos and a little bit of an overlap in Hilchos Ishos. V'layova lea achar shagamar b'liba legarsha v'masakein habanim enam agunim ele mehen azepanim u'mehen mardim u'poshim. Of course, the Rambam doesn't mention that in Hilchos Deos. He only mentions that in Hilchos Ishos. That's the truth is, that's what the Gemara seems to say. The Gemara talks about mardim and poshim. The Gemara talks about a pgam in the vla, whatever that means. I mean, we don't exactly know what that means. Obviously, the child is innocent, but what we mean is that the child somehow is scarred, you know, again, psychologically, undoubtedly, by being the product of a relationship that is not infused or suffused with Kedusha, and maybe spiritually somewhat as well. That's halacha yud beis, and that's the reason that it's mentioned here. The begam part is because this is Yisurei Bia. What's the impact on Yisurei Bia? It's not just the Hilchos Deos halacha anymore. And then you have halacha chavches, also la'adam she'isa isha v'dayto legarsha. Again, the Gemara Nivamos. Shenemar al tachrosh al re'acha ra'a v'hu yoshev la'betach itach. And that pasuk in Mishlei. So this is also this is halacha chavches. V'im hodia b'tchila shunosa osa liyamim mutar, which is not agreed on by everybody. We'll get back to that particular point. The point I'm trying to make is that the Rambam doesn't deal with these issues in a single place and doesn't see them as being central to the nature of Gerushin. But alternatively, he does something very important, and that is he indicates that these issues are of overlapping importance. They're important for Hilchos Deos, they're important for Maisa Kedushin and for the Ishus. They are important as at least elements of Gerushin, and certainly they're important in that even inside an Ishus you can qualify for Yisurei Bia, again the precarious line between Kedusha and Znus is something which is underscored. So there's, I think, an important difference between the Rambam's treatment and that of the Bahag, the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch, people who are gathering all these halachos in one place, and you know, especially as an introduction to Hilchos Gerushin. But the Rambam's position is a very intriguing one. There's a question? No? Good. Okay. So that's just a hara that I wanted to make. Now let's turn our attention to the question of mitzvah, okay, which Akiva alluded to as well. So, Adam, what do you think? Is mitzvah skeirushin or no mitzvah skeirushin? How would you begin? Which was? Right. I mean, clearly there's not, this is what I was, you know, responding to Akiva. I mean, in Kedushin, there's a certain option that exists that doesn't exist in Gerushin. Namely, what one could say, I'm not talking about the Rambam for the moment, but there's an option in Kedushin that exists that doesn't exist in Gerushin. That is that simply across the board, there's a mitzvah l'kaddish. There's a mitzvah to be married, to get married. Obviously, there's no mitzvah, you know, unqualified to get divorced. I mean, that would be absurd, right? It would be obscene. So when it comes to Kedushin, if we're talking about the mitzvah of Gerushin, we have to look at it in, you know, in its own right, but also we have to look at it in the context of Kedushin. So let's start by saying the following. There are Rishonim who are the opinion that there's no mitzvah kiddushin either. Right? There's no mitzvah to get married. And there's no mitzvah surrounding the method of getting married. Even, as Adam said a second ago, even if in the framework of Imratza, there's no mitzvah of kiddushin, there is something called period of Aribya, which we know about. And that's all there is. Okay. Now, there still might be a requirement of kiddushin in order to accomplish period of Aribya, the Heter Gamor, but that does not a mitzvah make. Makes it a Hechsher mitzvah or something of that sort. Again, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago or so, when we learned Kiddushin, those of you who were here, was it 3 years ago or 2 years ago? 2 years ago? Oh, okay. 2 years ago. So, yeah. 3 years ago? But Kulin above a comma, right? So it's 3 years ago. Kiddushin. Okay. Point to this. This, of course, is the Shita of the Rosh. There are many Rishonim who don't count Kiddushin at all as a mitzvah's atzeh. The Bahad doesn't count it. The Ireim doesn't count it. There's a whole group of Rishonim. The question is, why don't they count it? Again, the Rosh, in his famous remarks in Ksuvis, and Av Zayin, explains that, in his opinion, Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah for period of Arivia. You could accomplish period of Arivia without Kiddushin. You could have Kiddushin without period of Arivia. Right? I wouldn't say that never the twain shall meet. I mean, they are connected, obviously. You want the framework of Kiddushin in both cases for period of Arivia, but there is no independent mitzvah. If there's no independent mitzvah of Kiddushin, then it's not likely that there's going to be an independent mitzvah of Gerushin. That seems obvious, too. So, are there Rishonim who ignore Gerushin? Not sure?
Ignore it?
Yeah, I mean, who don't count it. So I gave you the ones to look at that do, because it's always easy to, you know, find the positive. Otherwise, you have to look through all 613, right? But I think in the Maram Comments I did put a little bit of a hint. The Ireim and the Bahag, right? The Bahag and the Ireim, but do not count Gerushin. But that would be particularly significant for us if they counted Kiddushin. As it happens, neither of them count. I don't know if I have my Maram Kolmos with me now. What did I... I'm not sure what I wrote there. Okay. But it would be significant if there was Kiddushin and not Gerushin. What does it say? What did I write here? Did I write something? Parentheses. Brackets. Simu lev l'hashmatat ha-bahag v'yireim. Okay. So, but the... what's that? That's true. So, but the truth is, I was hoping that, you know, people would do the, so again, the fact that the Yireim and the Bahag omit Gerushin would be important, except that they also omit Kiddushin. I'd say, if there's no mitzvahs Kiddushin, it's unlikely to be a mitzvahs Gerushin. Not impossible, because you still could say, well, the Kiddushin is accomplished through the period of Arivia, but, you know, there's not, no substitute, no connector, you know, to Gerushin, but it just doesn't seem likely. We would be shocked if somebody, you know, was Mona Gerushin and not Mona Kiddushin. At least I would. I shouldn't speak for the group. I'll just speak for myself. Okay, so that the Bahag and Ireim omit both Kiddushin and Gerushin is interesting, but not particularly significant for Gerushin. The Bahag does count when he has the, not the Minyan HaMitzvos, but he has the Parshios HaMesuros Letzibur. So there he has, one of them is Kiddushin v'Gerushin. And it's interesting that he has them together. This is an institution, he has them together. On the other hand, the Monei HaMitzvah, those who are Monei HaMitzvahs who do count Kiddushin, pretty much Pe'echad also count Gerushin. That includes the Rav Sajagon, of course the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Smag, the Smak. They all count Kiddushin, they all count Gerushin. However, again, logically, it would seem that, you know, Kiddushin is a better candidate than Gerushin. And that because of what I just alluded to, and that is in Kiddushin is a positive, experience. and it's one for which we make a bracha. The question of what that bracha is, whether it's a birchas mitzvah or birchas shavach ba'odah, certainly if it's a birchas mitzvah, it reflects this. But even without the bracha, obviously kedushin is something which we value greatly. That it should attain the status of a mitzvah is not surprising at all. That gerushin should is a little bit shocking. So if we interpret mitzvahs kiddushin, mitzvahs gerushin in the sense of the kumbase of going out there and you know finding opportunities to do the action, so obviously we have to be mechalek between kiddushin and gerushin. Kiddushin, there could be a mitzvah to go out and find and make someone your wife. And obviously there can be so no such thing in gerushin. So the question is, are the Rishonim who really hold that is the mitzvah when it comes to Kedusha? There are. So, for example, the Smag seems to focus on the mitzvah of Kedusha. The Smak seems to particularly focus on the mitzvah to be Mekadesh. What do they think about Gerushin? So, what do they think about Gerushin? The Smag and the Smak. Jerry. The Smag. Yeah. So, and what about the Smak? You didn't see the Smak yet. Okay, so the Smag is very, I think, very interesting. I don't know if other people picked up on it, but if you look at the Smag when he talks about Kiddushin, Mitzvah Sase Lekadesh Isha, the Kesef Obishtaru Bibiya, Vakulan Be'edin. It's hard to know exactly what he means. One could interpret it that, at least, that he's talking about the obligation to be Mekadesh. Or it could be like the Rambam that we'll get to in a moment, that it's the method, not the act, which is the mitzvah. We'll get to it. Let's assume for the moment that it really could be at least an obligation to be Mekadesh, and that the method is just that. It's telling you the method. Certainly the Smak takes that position when he talks about Kedushin, that the obligation is to get married, to find yourself a wife. Again, 3 years ago in the Hakdama to Kedushin, we discussed the importance of this Smak. However, when you translate this into Gerushin, so you get the following result, exactly what Jerry just brought to our attention. The Smag does not use the word mitzvah at all when it comes to Gerushin. Instead, he counts it in the minyan of mitzvahs, but he has it as v'hayim lo timtzachein be'inav because of l'sefer krisis v'nosan bi'adav v'shilcha mi'beiso mi'mikraze lamadnu ikare ha'gerushin v'heim asar dvarim min ha'Torah. Essentially, what the Smag did was he dropped the formulations of the Rambam and the Koteret. Smag, of course, was heavily influenced by the Rambam, but sometimes he, you know, reformulates and adapts. But what he did was, basically, he cut to the chase. He went to Perek Aleph, Hilchos Gerushin, Halach Aleph, and he completely omitted the references to the Koteret and to Sefer Mitzvahs. Whereas in Kedushin, he speaks about mitzvah aseh lekadesh. The word aseh is lacking. There is no description of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the parsha, if you will. It's an inyan, to use the language of the Rivash, rather than it is a mitzvah. Which makes a lot of sense, especially if you see the kiddushin as being a kumba aseh, kiyum, a mitzvah. The smak, on the other hand, who saw the smak? Ariel? So for the Smak to have the parallel between Kedushin and, since he himself, even more than the Smak in Kedushin, speaks about the mitzvah say Lekadesh, to find yourself a wife, so again, go out and, you know, divorce yourself a wife? I mean, obviously that's obscene and impossible. Unless you add the words Ervas Dabar. And that's exactly what the Smak did. Ligarish Saisha. So if you just stop there, you're just, you know, in a state of shock. Tchsiv kimatza ervas davar because of Sefer Krisis v'nasam biyada. Ervas davar kigon. And then he even spells it out because he understands that this is a strange. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah ligarish. The answer is it's a mitzvah legarish, kagon, overas al das Moshe, machilasa shena muusar, misham shasonida, lokotza lochala, noderes, vena mekayemes, kagon overas al das yehudis. In other words, he takes, which we'll discuss in a minute, an expansive view of what davar shebe'erba is, including even drabanans, overas al das yehudis, but ones that reflect a kind of a prutza orientation. The point is that if you're going to make a mitzvah ligaresh, to be megaresh, it can only be limited to certain circumstances of aveira. Kisha Kadosh Baruch Hu sone esa isha, to use the girsa in the language of our Gemara, on Tzadi Amid Beis. We'll still have to read through the Shakavatari, but I'm assuming everybody already read. So the point is that the smag, let's say, reflects the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin in one way, namely by adapting the mitzvah of Gerushin as an inyan rather than as a mitzvah, whereas the smak, who wanted to keep the parallel in a way, was forced to limit the mitzvah to certain types of women. And that, of course, is based on the language of the Gemara in basically two places. One is our Gemara here in Gittin, right? Tzadi Amud Beis, right? Where the Gemara says, "Im bnei adam salkadaita chel b'matam shibin adam rochatzim zu mitzvah min atorah legarsha shenemar ki matzaba ervas davar." Okay, that's one. And the other, of course, is the Gemara in Yevamos, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Isha b'dei ara. Mitzvah Lagarsha. There it doesn't say Mitzvah Natorah. There the quotation is from the Pasuk in Mishle. But the fact is that the Gemara does say at least Mitzvah. So the Smak is using that as the basis of the Mitzvah. Now the truth is that, and what about the Smag? What does he mean about this Inyan? So it could be that the Smag will simply argue that there are mitzvos in Minyan Taryag that are not really mitzvos at all. This is an issue that we discussed at the beginning of last year, those of you who were here. We talked about the mitzvah of Shechita. Right? There's a definite view in the Rishonim and in the Achronim that Shechita is counted as a mitzvah saseh, as a matir. Sometimes we count matirim. In fact, one of the proofs that some of the Rishonim bring, that we can have a matir, which isn't really a mitzvah, is Gerushin. Some of them quote it. Some of the Achronim certainly quote it, because Gerushin isn't obviously a mitzvah kiyumis, but it is a matir. Right? Kasal sefer krisus, v'yatzav ha'isal yish acher. Right? It's matir her l'shuk. So a matir is also included in minyan mitzvahs. If you take that view, then Gerushin is totally different than Kedushin. Kedushin is a mitzvah. Gerushin is a matir. And that would work well for the smak. If you hold like the smak, then it's really a mitzvah, as I say. It's based on these two gemaras, but you have to limit it to certain women. So if you ask the question, is Gerushin a mitzvah? The answer is a little bit misleading. The answer is yes, but only in very, very specific circumstances. Generally, the act of Gerushin is not a mitzvah. Okay.
If we say it's just a matter like the smack, so then
I'm suggesting you have to the smack. That's
smack,
what he means.
Right. Then do we have to get into this whole it depends thing? Like
this whole what?
Does it still depend on the circumstances?
No. It just means that if you follow proper procedure, it's going to work. Because we're not making a value judgment. This is something positive, or something that you should be doing. We're saying that the minyan mitzvahs of Tayyah, it's like saying that the Bahag counted mitzvahs, and he also counted parshios. So some of the other Monei HaMitzvos count parshios as mitzvos. They aren't really mitzvos. That would be the perspective. Like Shechita, there's no mitzvah to be, if you're not hungry, there's no mitzvah to be shoke. And even when you are hungry, so, you know, what we're being told is, if you want to eat, this is the way to do it. This is a matir. We're not saying that there's anything, any kiyum, any positive value to the act of Shechita. So too, there's Gerushin has no spiritual, at least not its counting as one of Minyan Tarayag doesn't reflect anything about it being a mitzvah. Just that what we call mitzvos is a loose term, which also includes matir.
But does the Gemara on Tzadi fall out because of that? The circumstances under which you're going
to... Right, so you would have to explain that the Gemara in Daf Tzadi and the Gemara in Yavamos refer to something else. In other words, that's not the mitzvah of Gerushin that we're counting in Tarayag, because that account, that goes across the board. Right? But there is also, because of other considerations, namely that you shouldn't be involved in znus and other such things, so there would be a chiyuv. It's like saying when the Gemara says mitzvah, it doesn't mean mitzvah of Tarayag, it means chiyuv. It's not a reshus, it's a mitzvah. You're obligated. Where does that obligation stem from? You know, from many different, maybe from the Pasuk and Mishle, maybe from Matzah Be'erbos Dava, but it's not the mitzvah of Gerushin across the board. Now the truth is, if we now look at the Rambam, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch represent possibly another approach. Also, yeah. So if you look at the Rambam, as we already noted, number one, does the Rambam emphasize the Gemara in Tzadi on the base, the Gemara in Yavamos Lamed Zayin as the base of the mitzvah? Clearly not. Right. Number one, he doesn't do what the Smak does, he doesn't limit the mitzvah to particular women. Right. It sounds like it's sort of across the board, whatever it means, it's a mitzvah, he doesn't qualify. Okay, not in the Koteret, and not in Reish Chav Beis. Moreover, where he does mention this line of mitzvah is in Perek Yud Hilchos Gerushin Halacha, I say Chaf Aleph and Chaf Aleph, really, and that's pretty far from either of these circumstances. So it's clear that the Rambam interpreted the word mitzvah in the Gemaras in a way that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Gerushin of Minyan Tarayag. If we look at his actual language, who has the language in front of them? Rafi, you have it? I have to get to know the new names, but before I do. Ellie, you have it? In front of you? Well, the Koteret everybody has, right? So what's the Koteret? Again? Sheigarish Hamigarish B'Sefer. Okay. And what's the Sefer Mitzvos? Anybody have it? Go ahead. What's your name? Ari Clark?
Clark, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Just keep reminding me of the new names. Take a while. Go ahead.
It says that you should be Megarish.
Yeah, do you have the language in front of you? Okay, but you're right, exactly. Hamitzah Reish Chav Beis, right? Who should sivano legarish bishtar al kapanim kishenirtza legarish? It's even more explicit. When you want to be Megarish, the mitzvah is should sivano legarish bishtar. Who Amari Asala v'kassel sefer kriyas v'nasim biyada. Kfar Zbar Mishnei Mitzvah Zu wrote to Lomar Din Gerushin Bishleimus the Masechta HaMikuberes Lazer wrote to Lomar Masechet Gittin. So what the Rambam adds and makes it even clearer, but it's perfectly clear already from the Koteret if you ask me, and that is that the mitzvah for the Rambam is not to get divorced, which would have to be limited to these specific cases like the Smat, nor is he simply saying Gerushin isn't a mitzvah, but it works and it's a matir, which a lot of people interpret the Rambam as saying. Rather, what he's saying is that the method of ksav, shtar, the requirement of shtar, is what constitutes the mitzvah. And that's why the word kishanirtza is very important, kishanirtza lagarish. If already you're getting divorced, doing it in this appropriate way is the kiyum, a mitzvah. And that, of course, is also, even more explicitly, the view of I'm sorry? Look, Ramanichus Ishus by Kedushin, true, 100%. I certainly believe that. But what I meant to the moment, in terms of the parallel in Gerushin, the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch says, Mitzvah al harotze legaresh es ishto sheyigarshena bishtar. And then he expands on it. Shenitztavenu kishenirtza legaresh nishosenu legaresh osan biksav. Alzek sav yomer akasuv sefer krisus. Who shikro osar b'sein zecharnu lebracha get. Kamo kena mitargim tirgim sefer zeget. Alzek nemar b'kasav sefer krisus. Al sefer krisus v'nosim b'ad v'shulchani beisa. This is also reflected in the shrashe hamitzvah of the sefer HaChinuch. where he explains not why Gerushin is a good thing, but why Ksav is indispensable to the Gerushin. Right? And he has two opposite reasons. What are the two opposite reasons? What is it, Tuvia? So number one, people won't get confused, leading to what? I mean, what's wrong with people being confused? So this is a way to preclude Zeus, essentially. So that's one possibility, or right, that's one. Exactly. Let me show that it won't be. Michael, go ahead.
It's a process. It doesn't do it like right on the.
So in a way, there are two opposite, not opposite, two quite different perspectives in Sefer Chinuch. Right? One is that this is basically an Isurei Bia Halakha, one could say. The truth is, if you were taking very seriously the first reason of the Chinuch, this is Gerushin is a mitzvah because it helps you to avoid Znus. Because if you have to have a document, and people can say, yay, I'm divorced, right? Where's the evidence, right? Show me the Vada Rabbanu Mapui. Show me the document. So if you don't have that, you know, I'll have nothing to do with you. So basically, what kind of halacha is halacha in not in the Ishus necessarily even. It's basically, then I would have cataloged it in Hukas Yisrei Bia. The second halacha belongs not necessarily in Hukas Gerushin, but in Hukas Ishus. Right? It's almost like an extension of
Ksuva.
Ksuva. Right? The purpose of the Ksuva is shalei kala beina blotzia. Or as others have pointed out, it's like, it's like the get, you know, which get? Get mekushar, which we suggest for the Kohanim, right? So they'll have time to cool off and then rethink the situation, because in their case, you know, the step of Gerushin is an irrevocable one. So in order to delay the process, right, to ensure that it's fully thought out, you know, they were metakein this get mekushar. So in a way, this is like a takana daraisa, according to the, if you take seriously this explanation of the chinuch, this is like a takana daraisa. So in a way, it's an investment. The get, the ksav, is an investment in the ishus. It's an isurei bia halacha, it's an ishus halacha. Which I actually like, but I think one could say that, you know, without going so far. Those are the two explanations of the Sefer Achinuch. Anyway, it's perfectly clear from the Sefer Achinuch, from Mitzchilo V'Adsov, and not only that, but the clincher is, in Avar, how does the Sefer Achinuch say it? Again, these are the two formulations. And he quotes the different shitas. I'll get back to some of the other parts later, but Amnam Tzivsanu HaTorah B'Shalchenu Asal Levilti Shalcha B'Dibur Levad Peni Elanu Zeh Le'Even Negev L'Tzur Miksha V'Liyal Zima B'Toch Amenu. Which is true. Okay, so that's the Sefer Achinuch. Then he says that if you were to violate this rule, but overall zev girish is ishto v'lo kasav la haged kemitzas haTorah kinyan shepirshu chachamenu l'zichrono lebracha bitel asei zev ba'onsho gadol miyod shedina ke'esh asish v'machzik oso kimegureshes v'onesh esh asish yodua kumen averos hachamuros b'Torah yoses. There's a problem with the chinuch, and that is, I mean, it's an isra asei if you try to be megarish without a ksav. One would have thought that it's just, yeah, it's nothing. I mean, you just haven't done anything. But what he's suggesting is, or he seems to be implying, is that there would be theoretically some significance to this, or the fact that he makes her dina ki keishas ish, he machzik also kimegureshes, that in itself is a violation. So I think there could be either or both chidushim here. Number one, that there is a notion of gerushin b'li ksav, which we'll get back to. And this alternative model, opting for this alternative model, is a violation in Isra Aseh. But I think in addition to that, what he's telling us is very important, and that is, there's an inyan in Ishus and Geirushin that it be crystal clear, that there be no ambiguities. Being machzik Eishas Ish, Kigrusha, is itself a violation. Because that's a pagam in the Ishus. Yeah. Yeah, very good. I mean, the chinuch has this remarkable idea that even the effort to be mekadesh, even chaydei prisus, it's one thing, it's machlokes rishonim about chaydei lavin, but the chinuch himself has this remarkable shita that being mekadesh chaydei prisus, where the kedushin is not tofes at all, still violates an aseh. We tried to explain at the time. Number one, apparently he thinks that there's a maisa kedushin, there's just no chalos kedushin, and that it's because he relates to her, you know, even temporarily as an isha. And I think the same thing is true here. He has to assume there is some sort of maisa gerushin, even though it's not chal at all. It's not even reach again, but there is some sort of theoretical maisa. Number one, and number two, to be machzik ba ke grusha when she in fact is an isha's ish is itself a violation. The Kinoch himself has an earlier line. Yeah.
Yeah, there is some sort of recognition of this of the senior way as some sort of process already.
In Benoah.
Already implicit, not only in Benoah, but in Israel in the beginning of Kinoch, regarding the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that if you want to do such a process,
right,
you have to get to do it with the Benoah.
That's what we're saying. We're talking about that.
Right now, in other words, right. It's not just the fact that if you were to do it without doing the Benoah, then you'd be badly outside, but even the mitzvah, in terms of the condition, what triggers the mitzvah. If they recognize this as some sort of halakhic process of sending her away.
No, well, one could have just said that, you know, there are two, the mitzvah is to do it in a particular, well, I'll explain in just a minute. Why is that significant, to do it in a particular way?
No, that's not the question I'm asking. No, the fact that the trigger for the mitzvah includes this desire to go through with this process of sending her away means
right.
That this process of sending her away is not simply
meaningless. Yeah. Without the ksav. I'm saying, I don't know if you know that from the beginning. Just give me one more minute to explain what I think he's saying about the beginning. What you might say about the beginning is that in theory, halacha could have had two different models. It could
right.
have had a model of, but it doesn't, and it doesn't at all.
Right.
And therefore, there's not even an Isra Aseh. We're just being told that there's a mitzvah.
No,
for example, I don't think
the
Rambam would hold
a
bechina.
No, I don't mean to say that you say what he says in the beginning, you have to say that it's about the
Aseh. I don't think necessarily that you have to.
No.
I'll explain why in a minute. Just give me one minute if it's all okay. So let me just okay. It's before he gets to these two explanations, it's also the language that he uses very Shrosha Mitzvah Shaisha Nivras Laezer Laadam Vilok Echad Mikli Chemdaso, and he discusses the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here in terms of the nature of that relationship, how much is driven by the. So we'll get to that when we get to again. Obviously, we need Tuesday to go through the whole sugya. And Tzadim Aleph, Tzadim Beis. So keep in mind the beginning of the Sefer HaChinuch. But he also makes it clear that Gerushin at the right time is a kiyum in the Yishus. One second. The Achar Shehilo Moras Ruach V'Nafsho Katzeba Ein Echreach Alav Lios Itak Al Kapanim Kashayasu Ktsas Min Ha'umos Sheyichrasu bris ma'isha bris chazaka ad sheol tachtis velo sira ala pirud v'im tasa le'enav hazima v'tachrev kol asher v'bayis v'tavr ba'esh kol asher lo megadish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayis v'amnam sibsanu atara b'shochenu asol v'ilti shalcho b'dibur l'vad. So even though this is for him not the focal point of the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch does give expression to the exit clause of Gerushin being a kiyum in the Ishus itself, especially when he contrasts it with other cultures. Right? He's saying, you know, if there's no exit clause, then the context of Kedushin can turn into a personal and experiential nightmare, and even a kedusha nightmare in terms of znus and zima. So while for him this isn't the nature of the mitzvah, this is a factor that he is that he's expressing, and he has it earlier. Earlier as well. Okay. Now, what about the Rambam? And what about the Chinuch? So I think, especially for the Rambam, one could say something a little bit different. And this goes back to Kiddushin. I say the Rambam Shita and Kiddushin, and the Chinuch follows there as well, is that the mitzvah, there's a debate about how to understand the Rambam. I also understand the Rambam that the mitzvah of Kiddushin is a mitzvah lakadesh. And then the question in particular is why lakadesh and not lisa? And that's the whole, well, I don't want to go into that again, but that Rabbi Rambam and Rambam thought it really was Lisa or Lakadesh Vilisa. That's where you get into that whole discussion. There are many, many Mefarshim who read the Rambam that way. I think that a more accurate way to understand the Rambam, both in Sefer Mitzvos and the Koteret, and especially Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Beis, the history of Kodem, Batan Torah, Ish Poge, Ish Abishuk, and then especially Halacha Beis, Im Yirtza, the Rambam says, the Likuchin El Mitzvah Seishal Torah Heim, Ubecha Mishol Shadvar Lisha Niknes. But this is in the context of Kivin Shinitna Torah Nistavi Yisrael Shim Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha Yikachena Osa Tchila Bifnei Edim Achach Tiyelo Leisha. So I think there are many, many indications that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not to get married. The mitzvah again is that if you want to get married, like Adam said before, within the framework of your ratzon, the hiskadesh, the mitzvah is to do it in this particular way. So what does that mean for the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddushin? And he has that exact parallel in Hilchos Gerushin. Even though, again, the role of the mitzvah's kiddushin and the role of the mitzvah's gerushin appear to be different in terms of the emphasis of mitzvah and so on. But what does it mean for the Rambam? So I think it means as follows. And this is a suggestion that goes across the board. Those of you here learned last year and a couple of years ago, you've heard me say this before. I think this may be true in many cases, if not all cases, for the Rambam. Where the Rambam emphasizes a particular method in the Minyan HaMitzvos, what he means to say is not a matir, which is the way many have interpreted it. What he means to say is that the particular method reflects the uniqueness, the singular character of halacha's approach to a particular institution. By which I mean the following. There could have been different alternatives, there could have been different models to approach different institutions, marriage, divorce, tshuva, right? Shechita, tvila, b'mikvah, right? There could be different ways to repent, and there could be different ways to get married, and there could be different ways to get divorced, and there could be different ways to be matir, behema, in the context of achil. The method, the specific method that is matir, right, isn't just a convenience or for some extraneous reason, but it reflects a certain philosophy of halacha, if you will, right, a certain kiyum in that particular institution and mitzvah. So again, today's Rosh Chodesh Elul. In the context of tshuva, I think one could say, this is not necessarily how everybody else interprets it, but it's a well-known problem of the Rambam at the beginning of the Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam says, "Hu shi yashuva chotei mecheto v'yizvadeh." The Rambam doesn't seem to explicitly count the mitzvah of tshuva; rather, he focuses on the vidui, right, the confession. So there are many, explanations on this. The Rav used to explain that really the Rambam holds as a mitzvah to do tshuva, but there's the ma'isa mitzvah and there's a kiyum mitzvah. The ma'isa mitzvah is b'derech vidui; the kiyum mitzvah is tshuva b'leg. The Rambam speaks about tshuva b'lev as the kiyum mitzvah, and he emphasizes the vidui because that's the ma'isa, that's the method that you accomplish. What I'd like to suggest is something a little bit different in all these cases, and that is the Rambam's particular view of what is unique about tshuva is reflected in the need for the method of vidui, the path. A tshuva, which requires vidui, which includes components like nechama, al shavar, and busha, in addition to aziva sachet and kabbalah haba, is a different concept of tshuva than a tshuva b'lev. The fact that you have to externalize it and the fact that you need these additional components establishes tshuva as a different concept entirely. Not simply, to give you the short story, the redress of sin and the neutralization of sin, because for that you could do b'lev and you could simply have aziva sachet or kabbalah lahaba. But the sense of being transformed by the experience and taking the experience of chet and turning it into an opportunity for greater sensitivity and greater avodas Hashem. That's the Rambam's understanding of tshuva. So, v'hu sheyashuv achote mecheto v'yizvada, the method tells you about the ambition and the direction and the character of the tshuva. In other words, if this is about something that transforms the individual and accentuates for him the distance and the sense of alienation that chet can bring about to inspire him not only not to be chote in the future, but right to see this as something which is really urgent, the method of vidui underscores what's unique about tshuva. Last year we talked about shechita, right? The fact that shechita, let's say borrowed, the short story, from Kadshin, is the method, is the mechanism of being matir, achila, la'adam, basa taiva. I hope everybody had good memories. Who was here last year when you read Parsha Sarei, right? All the good psukim, the psulei muktashim, and the basa taiva, and the nechira. But the fact that shechita specifically is the method underscores something about our relationship to achila and hanas achila. The fact that Kiddushin comes about through Likuchin Ela Mitzvah Saseh, Shal Torah, is Begimel Drachin, Bekesef, Bishtar, Bebiya, accentuates that it isn't just like Kodem Matan Torah, a casual Heter Bia, kind of a Kadesha, an Akroi kind of a thing, but rather the need for an Erisin, Kodem Lenesuin, the need for the Matir of the Oser and the Kinyan, before you have the Heter Isha Labala, says something about how we view Ishus and Halacha. And by the same token, the need for a Ksav Begerushin isn't just a methodology, right? It reflects something about what Gerushin is and what Ishus before it was. If you could walk away from the Ishus, you know, simply Bedibur Bialma, then Gerushin would be nothing more than Kones Atzmo, the unraveling, the undoing of the Kinyan. That would reflect meagerly on the Kinyan, on the Chalos, as well as on the act of Gerushin. It would be a Kinyan and a Hakna like any other Kinyan and Hakna. The fact that it needs to be not Bedibur, but Biksav, is an indication that you're undoing, more than undoing something. You need a Matir. What I'm suggesting is the matir component, b'derech shtar, is a reflection of what the ishus was all about and what the get, therefore, needs to be. The fact that it needs to be not only b'sholcha, but b'shilcha. Not only the undoing of b'kones atzma, but a matir. And therefore, im yirtze, you have to do it. Of course, there's no mitzvah to garish. But if you're going to be megarish, that you should do it b'derech ksav, at least acknowledges that what you're walking away from was something that was transcendental and significant. And if that's the case, so we can understand exactly also maybe why the Rambam doesn't emphasize it so much. The Rambam does the same thing by saying, again, he doesn't mention the mitzvah, maybe he's a little uncomfortable with emphasizing it as a mitzvah, right? Unlike Ishus. But the Rambam does begin Hilchos Geirushin with the 10 components, each of which reflect that we're not just dealing with a regular siluk or hafka'as hakinyan. The extra das that is required, the edikiyum that are required, the Torah's gerushin that's required, the irrevocability and the no strings attached, the kores beino leveino that is required. Because if you look carefully at the Rambam's 10 requirements of a get, they dovetail with the derech ksav of gerushin. Then when you talk about, oh, what about the exact circumstances? Ervas davar, erva, matzachein, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Sham, that already is murkier in the Rambam. That's not central to the Rambam. That's not part of the mitzvah. In this sense, the Smag really was kind of faithful to the Rambam, even though I think he took it a step further. I'm going to have to stop now. But, of course, a lot of this depends on how you read the Parsha al HaTorah as well. Both the word Yieh, is that a mitzvah or is that simply a description of a fact? We'll discuss. And especially the interplay between Ervas Davar and Metzios Chein. So we'll speak about that, and we'll go straight through the Gemara from the Mishnah till the end of the Masech. You know, Sadiyum Adal to Sadiyum Adbeis, finishing the Masech, third day. We'll do that on Tuesday. And then also start beginning to... One other Marmachom on the first group, just also if you get a chance, the interesting Yerushalmi in the beginning of Sota, also the relationship between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, and Kinui, whether Kinui is a mitzvah or not. If you get a chance. If not... So we'll continue on Tuesday.